Let's head to a Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be on Infomaniacs with y'all again today.
Glad to have you with us. Let's talk about, well, the last week, the vote did not go the way that Republicans wanted it to go. And so, at least for right now, where does health care stand?
Well, I thought it was probably dead last Friday after we after our leadership pulled it from the floor. And in the course of the next few days, it looks like we've decided to get back together and to try to find a way to do something with Obamacare. Because the net result of pulling it from the floor last week was to basically impose Obamacare on our country for the, you know, for the foreseeable future. Also, it would allow Planned Parenthood to continue to be funded. And it continues the bankruptcy of Medicaid, and that's just not acceptable to most of us. Also, some of the folks that were behind this effort to never get to yes had some really bad press over the course of the past few days, and so suddenly they wanted to sit down and negotiate again. So my hope is that we can sit down and come up with a solution to rid the country of Obamacare and to be able to give our constituents their health care choices back.
So, senators from both parties at the White House yesterday, the president talked about being able to come up with something. Talk a little bit about the bipartisan thoughts of this president, in your view.
Well, like all presidents, I think that I think all of us that are elected office should try to reach across the aisle when we can. I will say this, I've seen firsthand that the way the other side looks at health care is totally different than the way that conservatives like me look at it. Most of the folks on the other side of the aisle think that the federal government needs to have a big role. As a matter of fact, they're starting to talk about single-payer systems now, which would be a disaster. And so, you know, our choice is to give people their health care choices back, to let them make their own decisions about their health care coverage, and then to create an environment where a free market will blossom and you have lots of competition and lower prices and better access. So, I mean, I applaud the president reaching out across the aisle, but just based on what I've seen my 6 years in Congress, I think it's going to be difficult to have something happen that the American people will be happy with.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Energy kind of on the forefront yesterday. The president issued his long-promised executive order rolling back some federal government efforts to fight climate change. What happened yesterday as far as that went?
Well, the president looked at a lot of the egregious activities that were done by the Obama administration, which were many of which were outside the law and the Constitution. And so the president rolled those back, and then he took some common sense approaches like a bill I had on hydraulic fracturing on public lands, and he rolled that into this bill as well. I got to be one of the persons at the signing ceremony, and we had a bunch of coal miners up there. Should hopefully have, you know, better environment for their jobs moving forward. And it was pretty special to see that, to watch the president do this and to know that it's going to unshackle our economy from some of the overreaching regulations of the Obama administration. And I'm looking forward to what it does to promote energy security and economic growth.
Well, as somebody who spent decades in the energy industry, it's great that there's going to be coal mining possibly on public lands and the fracking. But tell me where coal really fits in now. Is this not a dying industry?
It does. The industry has some challenges, for sure, because competition from natural gas has really been hard on it. Also, the legacy coal-burning technology has an emissions profile that we don't like. And so I think what we need to do, and this energy executive order will help us get to this, is find a way to burn coal cleanly. Because any hydrocarbon, if you use enough technology, you can have a very low emissions profile. So I think that if coal wants to be competitive again, that we're going to have to do basic research to find ways to burn it more cleanly. That said, it is still one of our baseload power sources, and you can't just put an X through it until there's some alternative to take its place. So I think this executive order gives it a lease on life, particularly if we can find a way to burn it more cleanly. But the industry does have its challenges, particularly from natural gas.
Well, the action yesterday, does that appear to be the direction that the government is going to go now when it comes to the Environmental Protection Agency? That's just going to become different than it has been in the past?
Well, yes. I mean, what we're going to do is take the EPA back to its roots. The areas that the EPA is supposed to focus on are clean air and clean water. We all want them to be successful at doing that. But when they do it, there are two major building blocks that it has to use for any regulation that it uses to do that. Number one is it's got to have sound science that's transparent. We're going to have two bills this week to deal with that. We can talk about it in a minute. And then the second thing is it has to look at the net benefit to the American people. To impose a costly rule that has no net benefit is not appropriate. And that's one of the things the Obama EPA would do is it trump up the economic benefits by using artificial factors to make a rule look better or a regulation look better than it really was in terms of benefit to health and to water quality and air quality. And so what we're doing is taking it back to its roots where it was really successful in cleaning up the environment, and that is to use, again, sound science that's transparent, and then to use real-world economic analyses that the American people can trust.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. I want to go back and revisit something you and I discussed last week, but people may be paying more attention to it today. That is because yesterday the House voted to repeal the Internet privacy guidelines that had been approved by the FCC in the final days of the Obama administration. Basically, what that is saying is it is changing the privacy standards on the Internet. But to explain, you voted for this, I believe. Explain to me why you did that.
Well, and let me say this. I was one of the co-sponsors of a House bill it was actually a resolution called under the pursuant to the Congressional Review Act that allows Congress to veto regulations of the administration. This is a midnight rule that was passed by the FCC late last year. There are a couple of key areas about it. One is that the regulation picked winners and losers in terms of what Internet space participants could do with consumer data. So it imposed some really harsh standards on Internet service providers, but it didn't let people like Google and Yahoo and Amazon get off scot-free. So that was an issue. The second issue is FCC has no authority whatsoever pursuant to the law to deal with Internet privacy. The Federal Trade Commission has that authority. So what we did is basically say, okay, we're slapping your hand, FCC, you overstepped again, and so we're reversing this and putting the law back where it was before. Now, that said, because of some actions that the FCC took earlier to deal with net neutrality, we in Congress are actually going to have to write a law to codify this to say that the Federal Trade Commission has authority over Internet privacy and lay that out in the law, because right now it's a little bit murky. So we're going to have to, because of what the FCC did on net neutrality, they made it murky, and we've got to clean it up now.
Well, when can
we'll be working with Chairman the FCC to fix that.
When can we expect that change, that redo then, would you think?
Well, I hope in the next several weeks we're going to have a communications technology subcommittee meeting of Energy and Commerce today. I'm a member of that subcommittee, and I'm going to start talking to my colleagues about trying to find a way to statutorily clean up the mess that the FCC created. You know, there are a bunch of bad headlines out there that said that we're giving ISPs the ability to sell consumer data, and that's all false. That's hysteria that comes from some of the left-wing media, and that's just not true.
Another story that was on the front page mostly last week, Devin Nunes, the congressman, had gone up to the White House with some information rather than take it before his committee. There's been all sorts of outcries as to what should happen. What's your view on what Nunes did and what should go forward from here?
Well, I'll be candid. I haven't spent a lot of time looking at the he said, she said in this particular fight. I will say this. Devin Nunes is about as solid a hand as you can find up here on Capitol Hill. And I trust him as the chair of the Intelligence Committee of the House. And so if he says something, I believe it and trust it. If he takes an action, then I'm typically going to automatically support him until proven that he's engaged in some sort of untoward behavior. I hope in the next couple of days I can get fully up to speed on the he said, she said, and figure out what's going on here. But at this point in time, I don't see that Devin's done anything wrong that justifies the crazy claims from Schumer and Schiff that he ought to resign his chairship.
Finally today, once again, stories about Congress members of Congress coming back to their home districts and having meetings with their constituents. I know you've got some that are planned. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Right, on the 18th, 19th, and 20th, we're going to have our town hall events. And early next week, we should roll out the details of these events. So I'd ask our listeners to stay tuned on that. And we actually have a couple of unique things that we're going to try to do this time. Next Wednesday, when we'll have a conversation, we'll be able to drill into the details.
Look forward to that. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.